AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Congressional votes have been put on hold in the aftermath of the big snowstorm. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel reports.
The snowstorm that sucked in the nation's capital has resulted in the House postponing votes this week, including one on overriding President Obama's health care veto. The Office of Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the House won't be holding votes on Tuesday or Wednesday because of the storm and how it's affected travel. The House was already planning on a short work week because Democrats are set to hold their annual legislative retreat beginning Wednesday in Baltimore. Senators aren't scheduled to return to work until Tuesday, and there's been no announcement about any change. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
The storm was record-breaking in some places. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state weathered the storm fairly well.
So far, so good, but we have more work to do.
Meanwhile, major airlines say they intend to resume service at all airports throughout the region Monday. The Super Bowl teams are set come February 7th. It will be the Carolina Panthers versus the Denver Broncos. The Broncos beat the New England Patriots today, and the Panthers eliminated the Arizona Cardinals. The average price of a gallon of gasoline has plunged 14 cents over the past 2 weeks to $1.91 a gallon for regular. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the highest gas prices around the West Coast.
In the lower 48 states, our panel of cities shows Tulsa with the low average, $1.48 for regular, and Los Angeles has the high, $2.80.
The current average price is 16 cents a gallon under its year-ago point. Seven people were taken to hospitals after an American Airlines plane from Miami to Milan made an emergency landing in Newfoundland after the jet briefly encountered turbulence. The aircraft landed safely. This is AP Radio News. The Revenant braved a blizzard over the weekend.
The snowy frontier saga The Revenant managed to weather a blizzard-ravaged box office.
He's afraid. He knows how far I came for him.
Weekend moviegoing was affected up and down the East Coast by the big winter storm, which forced theaters to close in Washington, D.C. and New York. But Leonardo DiCaprio's movie did the best, taking in another $16 million. Star Wars The Force Awakens came in second, $14 million in its sixth week of release. It's expected to cross the $2 billion mark in the next week. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Actress Kerry Washington is Harvard University's Hasty Pudding Theatricals Woman of the Year. She plays Olivia Pope on the TV show Scandal and will be honored with a roast and parade in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Thursday. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.